I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Terrorists murdered four Christians on the island of Sulawesi in Indonesia on Friday. Those behind the killings also burned a Salvation Army post and six Christian homes. Bruce Allen of FMI says Indonesia often struggles to contain terrorism, with over 6,000 inhabited islands to cover. Christian leaders in the area learned of the attack hours after it happened.
Other remaining Christians who were eyewitnesses to the attack ended up fleeing into the forest. One young child even made his way to another village to alert the people in that village of the incident and to seek help.
Christians who fled the violence have returned to mourn and bury the dead. Pray that they would find hope and strength in Jesus, who's defeated death, and pray others would see their hope and be drawn to Christ as well. And Lebanon loosens lockdown rules to save its failing economy. Officials began a partial reopening this week that'll continue through the end of the year. 2020 has been especially difficult for Lebanon. The pandemic and massive explosion back in August pushed unstable living conditions over the edge. Nuna from Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says,
according to some polls, the poverty level in Lebanon is now more than 50%. And I think it's growing. These people who used to be self-sufficient in a way, at least get enough to just get by, now are having to resort to us just to have food on the table.
As we ask God to intervene on behalf of the Lebanese, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association's offering My Father's House, a devotional written for women by women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for your spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.